yeah, delighted young player who I've worked with before at Portsmouth. We took him on loan last season, Dutch international, 18 years of age, under 21 international. Great experience in terms of the football club he's playing at the minute in Manchester City. You know, he played against Reading early on in the season. He's been on the bench for the past couple of months, obviously due to a few injuries and some of the players going into the African Nations. So he's a player who can play left-sided centre-half or left-back. So he'll provide, you know, sufficient cover in them areas. And, you know, we've got to look to him. And, you know, obviously he's a boy in terms of his age, but you actually look at him, he's a real man.
Is he someone who's ready to play, do you think? Have you brought him here to play, Michael, or have you brought him here to be a part of the numbers to see you through to the end of the season?
Well, I'll let people make their own judgment on that, but I've certainly brought him here to play, you know, and he'll push. And what we have got at the minute, we've got a back four who are playing very, very well at the minute. So they'll all be expecting to play every week, and I won't blame him for that. But if there's a situation where people are carrying knocks or look as if they're lagging a little bit because they play too much football and need a rest, then Kareem will be certainly someone who can step into that mark. You know, the boy's full of quality. You know, I'll put my neck on the line now, he's going to be a Premier League player for the next 15, 20 years. So, you know, City are very, very lucky. I feel lucky that we've been able to get him in on a short-term basis, and hopefully we can use him to the full extent.
And nice that he's not cup-tied as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you know, he'd be desperate to be involved tomorrow and on Saturday, and you know, going to somewhere like the Emirates won't faze him in the slightest little bit.
People will listen to this, Michael, and think Gael Jive can play left centre back or left back. Does he go a little further down the pecking order because of this?
Who knows? Obviously, you know, we'll, time will tell regarding that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I get paid to make decisions, and you know, I brought a young player in who I think is going to be a real star for Man City in the future, but on a short-term basis, I hope he's a real star for Blackburn Rovers. I hope that we can keep him here for as long as we can between now and the end of the season. And I'm sure he'll be a great asset and hopefully push us towards what hopefully will be a good end to the season.
Any other additions in the pipeline, are you thinking?
Yeah, there is. There is. But, you know, I don't want to say too much just in case it falls flat. But, yeah, we expect to. Oh, certainly, we're very, very close to getting something done by tomorrow with one player especially. And like I say, I'll be like a bear with a sore head if it doesn't happen, basically. Let's put it that way.
Would that be with a view to play on Saturday?
Good question. Probably not. I think, obviously, with them possibly maybe trying to get into the squad at some point for Saturday, but it might be just a little bit too late. If we can't get him down here to train with us tomorrow morning, then obviously it's not really realistic to expect him to play on Saturday. So, you know, if we do get the player that we're looking at, do get the player that we want, then I'm sure he'll be involved on Tuesday against Hull.